Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
You have more to lose by not doing this than doing it. So no matter how many mistakes you're going to make, assuming they're not huge mistakes, you've got to just get your feet wet and start doing it. And after a few deals, you'll understand the value of it. So just step out and get it done.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with 1 million to 100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising reporting and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. Best Ever listeners, today's guest is being interviewed by Theo Hicks. You know Theo, he's with us every Friday on Follow Along Friday. You're going to get a lot of value from this conversation. So with that being said, let's get going.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, today's host, and today we'll be speaking with Andrea Newbern. Andrea, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, and thanks for joining us today. Looking forward to this conversation. Before we jump in, a little bit about Andrea. She works full-time as an internal audit executive with a mortgage company. Started investing in 2016. Her current portfolio value is slightly under $3 million, and she's done every deal by herself without any partners. She is based in Brunswick, Georgia. You can say hi to her at blueprintrealestateinvestment@gmail.com. So Andrea, do you mind telling us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely. So first of all, thank you for having me on today. A little bit about me. I was born and raised in Brunswick, Georgia. And when I was 18, left to go off to college, did the normal route of getting my undergrad degree and then subsequently my MBA. I graduated right when the market crashed, so had some difficulty getting a good job for quite a while, but did eventually get one and moved up quite fast in my company. And then in 2016, I decided, while I love my job and I love what I do, there has to be a way to have some passive income in case there ever was another recession and I couldn't find a job or needed some way to pay my bills. So I started doing a lot of research out there and decided that real estate was probably going to be the best path and the fastest path to develop that wealth and be able to have the passive income. So in 2016, I purchased a condo that I lived in for a little while in Atlanta, Georgia, and then moved out and moved to Chicago for a little bit. I ended up selling that a few years later for quite a nice profit. And over the last 4 years, I have purchased about 15 different properties, multiple doors. So some of them are multifamily. And my focus right now is actually in the Southeast around Brunswick, Georgia. I do multifamily, single families, Section 8, higher incomes, you name it. I probably have a property in that asset class.
And you're doing this while working full-time as an internal audit executive.
That is correct.
What is an internal audit executive?
I manage internal audit, which is kind of an assurance function for a mortgage company. So make sure the company's doing what they're supposed to be doing, basically.
Okay. So how much time do you spend on your real estate investing each week?
Surprisingly, not a lot. I would say an average week, it may be about 8 hours just managing properties. When I'm in acquisition mode, that obviously goes up quite a bit. So those weeks, probably 15 to 20 hours.
And you said you're kind of all over the place. You have all different types of deals, low income, high income, multifamily, single family. You said you got 15 different properties. How many doors is that total?
That is 27 doors.
27 doors. Okay. So what was the first investment property you bought after the condo?
I jumped to a duplex in South Georgia right after that.
Do you mind walking through that deal? So how you found it, what you bought it for, and what the business plan was?
Absolutely. So I wouldn't say there was much of a business plan at the time, but I knew that I would make a little bit more money the more units I had. So I reached out to an agent here in Brunswick, Georgia, and she happened to know someone that was about to list a duplex in a pretty decent neighborhood. So jumped on that pretty quickly. Do you want to know a little bit of information about the duplex in terms of cost, what I spent on it to kind of rehab?
Exactly. Yeah.
So that purchase I got for, I believe, $155,000. Again, a duplex, so two units. Each unit was rented for about $900 on both sides. I had to put $15,000 into it to do some repairs. I've upped those rents now to $1,150 a piece, and I only have about $90,000 of debt left on the property. It's been a pretty good one. It's been one of my better deals so far.
All right. So the duplex, and then what was that, your biggest purchase in terms of number of doors?
The biggest has been a fourplex so far.
Fourplex. Can you walk us through that one, kind of same info?
Yeah, that's actually been one of my better and worst at the same time. So I purchased a quadplex. This is in St. Mary's, Kingsland, Georgia, so right near the Florida line. And this one was purchased from another investor who got it at an extremely good deal and then was flipping it around, but he didn't really put any repairs into it. So I had months of negotiations on this one. I knew it wasn't going to appraise at what he expected. So got the fourplex for $270,000. I think he was trying to sell it for $350,000. And the day I purchased it, a hurricane hit South Georgia Hurricane Irma and just completely flooded out the units. So that one ended up being about $75,000 in repairs out of pocket. There was no flood insurance policy on it. It was nowhere near a flood zone. So that actually ended up costing me a lot of money, but kind of the silver lining of that is I was able to raise the rents quite a bit. The property is in great shape now, and it's now appraised for $350,000.
So you bought that from the investor. How did you find the deal?
He had that one listed on the MLS.
Okay. So are you always looking for deals, or is it just whenever you have enough money to fund the down payment is when you start actively looking again?
Always. Every day I'm looking for a deal. So I do keep some cash reserves to be able to do that if I need to pull the trigger on something. But I do wait till the right one comes around, which has been a little bit harder the last year or so.
So what types of things are you doing? Because I'm assuming you're doing this at night or in the morning?
That is.
On weekends?
I wake up usually between 4 and 5 a.m. every morning, and I take care of my real estate portfolio for what I can without any customer interaction during the mornings. And then I do a little bit of the work at night. And I also got my sales license here in Georgia just so I can have quicker access to properties and don't have to go through kind of a middleman agent to be able to do that.
That's smart. So is that how you're finding all these deals are all in the MLS?
Some of them, I also work with wholesalers here that bring me deals, and then I do some direct marketing as well.
What type of marketing are you doing? Direct mail?
I do direct mail. I also do skip tracing, direct phone calls.
Is there any specific deal that you found through direct mail?
Yes, I actually just did a recent campaign and had someone contact me, and this is another investor that owns a duplex. Just a simple mailer, let them know that I was interested in their property. They contacted me. They told me that they're ready to sell. They're a little bit nervous about what's going on with the market. And so we're in the process of trying to get that deal closed right now.
Nice. So that's a pretty quick turnaround. Are you still negotiating on that deal right now, or did you actually bought it already?
No negotiations. It was pretty easy. I paid a good price. I didn't try to lowball them on it, and they were ready to sell.
What about with the wholesalers? Have you got any deals from them?
I just got a wonderful deal from a wholesaler that we're trying to go under contract actually today on this one. And this is going to be a flip property.
Do you mind telling us what the plan is for that one? And maybe also explaining, not to say how your relationship is with the wholesaler, but kind of how the whole process works. From if I want to start getting deals through wholesalers, what do I need to do? How do I find them? Do I need to talk to them all the time? How do I get them to send me their best deals? Things like that.
Absolutely. So a few different ways. We had a group here that recently started a local real estate meetup. So I've met a couple of wholesalers through that group, made sure they got my business card, got added to their mailing list. I also reach out to people in bigger pockets that I see that are actively wholesaling deals and try to get added to their mailing list. And then they reach out to me if they think they have a deal that fits in with what I've told them I'm interested in. They reach out and see if it's something I want. And I make a best effort to close as quickly as possible and do fair terms. And it works out pretty well, usually.
Before I answer the money question, what advice do you have for, let's say, someone who has a full-time job and wants to get started in real estate, but has the limiting belief that they don't have enough time? Obviously, they do have enough time. They can get up earlier, stay up later. But Obviously, it's probably more of a mindset block. So if you're talking directly to someone who says, hey, I want to invest in real estate, I work as a full-time whatever employee, I don't have time to do it. How are you doing this, Andrea? I don't understand. Help me.
Well, I think you touched on the key thing. It's mindset and making sure you're committed and that you understand why you're wanting to do this. Because if you don't have a why, you're not going to want to do it. You're just going to be tired all the time and not see the value in it. So one thing I would say is being able to time block. So set your schedule each night. Say, okay, tomorrow morning from 6 to 8 a.m., I am going to be prospecting or trying to understand how to get into real estate. And every single day you wake up, you make that a habit. You don't let anything else get in the middle of that time and you do it. The other thing is really setting up systems for things. If you can set up ways to automatically prospect without having to do a lot of work and be able to use technologies to do those types of things, that's going to significantly cut down on the time you would be manually spending looking for these deals.
Mm-hmm. Do you work just in the mornings and at nights on weekdays? Or do you work on weekends too? Or are those your breaks?
I work on the weekends too right now, unfortunately. So it is very time consuming, but it's worth ramping up very quickly to have to do that just for a couple days.
Is the plan to continue to be a part-time investor, or is the plan to eventually transition into being a full-time investor?
Well, if my company's listening right now, it's never to transition to a full-time investor. However, I like the idea of maybe in 5 to 10 years looking at potentially transitioning at that point.
What time do you go to bed at night when you're waking up at 4 a.m.?
I go to bed pretty early. I'm usually in bed before 9.
Okay, so you're getting 7-ish hours of sleep.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Because whenever I hear people tell me they get up at 4 a.m., I like the only time I ever get up that early is when I need to catch a flight or anything. And I'm just like a mess the entire day because I don't go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
That's like when my day almost begins. Anyway, so Andrea, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
It's keeping the right mindset. Anyone can do this. And I consistently tell myself, you have more to lose by not doing this than doing it. So no matter how many mistakes you're going to make, assuming they're not huge mistakes, you've got to just get your feet wet and start doing it. And after a few deals, you'll understand the value of it. So just step out and get it done.
All right. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I think so.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template. Are you looking to earn passive income through turnkey rental properties? If so, then go check out hipsterinvestments.com. Allie Boone's the founder of Hipster Investments. It's a aesthetically pleasing website, and you'll know what I mean when you go check it out. I just love the color palette. In addition to that, though, Allie has some wonderful content on both passive investing through turnkey rental properties as well as how to design your life. Go to hipsterinvestments.com.
Okay, Andrea, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
The best I have read recently is The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Fantastic book.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Start it back up the next day.
So we talked about some of your good deals. What is a deal you lost the most money on? How much did you lose and what lesson did you learn?
That is by far the fourplex regarding not having a flood insurance policy active during hurricane season, even though it wasn't in a flood zone. So going forward, I make sure that all of my units have a flood policy, no matter where it's located.
And then do it, make sure you take that into account when you underwrite it, so the insurance is a little bit higher expense-wise?
Yeah, absolutely.
What is the best ever deal you've done besides the one that we talked about already?
I'm looking forward to the one that I'm trying to go under contract with today because I think that's going to probably make about a $60,000 to $70,000 profit. So I think that's going to be. Otherwise, I would say that first condo that I bought that I lived in for a couple of months and then sold it 3 years later, I made about a net profit of $68,000 on that.
What is the best ever way you'd like to give back?
I work a lot with local animal rescues and I foster lots of dogs and monetarily help with that as well. So with the animal community here.
Nice. And then what is the best ever place to reach you?
So that's going to be probably either through BiggerPockets or the email address that you gave out. So blueprintrealestateinvestment@gmail.com.
Perfect. And on BiggerPockets, it's Andrea Newbern, AndreaNewbern.
Yep. So the last name is NewBern.
What did I say?
NEU.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I'm really dyslexic when it comes to reading things, so
I was enough.
All right, Andrea, I really appreciate you joining us today and giving us advice on how to scale a real estate investment business while working full-time. So you mentioned that you've been able to buy 15 different properties since you began investing in 2016. So you spend about 8-ish hours per week on managing the current portfolio, and that will double whenever you're actively acquiring a deal or working on a deal like you're working on a deal right now. We talked about your first purchase after that condo was a duplex. You got it by reaching out to an agent. Your biggest deal was a fourplex that you got from an investor who wanted to flip the property without actually repairing it. And that was actually the deal you lost the most money on, or I guess the hardest deal because of the flood insurance, the hurricane hitting it, flooding out the property, and it was nowhere near a flood zone, so you didn't even think to get flood insurance. So now if you buy a property near hurricanes, then you get flood insurance no matter what. We talked about becoming an investor while working full-time. You mentioned getting up really early to work on your business and working a little bit after work, making sure you go to bed early enough so you actually are functional at 4 a.m. in the morning. We talked about having a strong why for why you want to become an investor, making sure that you time block really well, so the night before you go to bed, schedule your next day and exactly when you're going to work on your real estate investing business and what you're going to do. And then where you can, try to create systems so that you can automate things. You don't need to actually spend time on that part of your business. We also talked about how you are finding deals. So MLS, wholesalers, direct mail. Talked about a duplex you got through a simple mailer. Talked about wholesaling and how you meet wholesalers at local meetup groups, and you reach out to people who are actively wholesaling on BiggerPockets. And lastly, your best ever advice was to make sure you have the right mindset. I really liked when you said you have more to lose by not doing anything unless something goes really, really wrong. But even then, I still think that you probably have more to lose by not doing it. So, Andrea, again, thanks for joining us. Best of your listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you take her up on her offer and reach out to her email address. Again, that's blueprintrealestateinvestment@gmail.com. Have a best ever day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Theo.